it's now time to feed the stock and do the chores, you say that it is what?
Time to feed the stock.
Okay. Do you ever use the term feeding time?
Yeah, feeding time.
Okay. Now, to get them from the pasture, to get cows to come from the pasture, what would you say? How would you call a cow?
You call them by their name, cow. Sometimes they have a horn and blow and they come.
Okay. Now, if you're milking a cow and you want the cow to stand still, what do you say?
Say stand still, back your leg when you're milking them.
Okay. How do you call your cows to get them from the pasture? Do you have a special way if you were calling a cow? How would you call
them? Well, sometimes you call them by their name. You got the name Daisy or Ella or whatever your name.
Okay.
Come Daisy, come Daisy.
What about calling a calf?
A calf, same way.
All right. What do you say to the mules or horses to make them go left and right?
Haw, gee, get up, back up.
Okay. What do you say to a horse to urge him to go on?
Tighten your lines and go on, come on. Trot, make him trot. Think you whip and hit him on.
Okay, is that when he's already moving or when he's standing still?
When he's standing still, tell him to get up.
Well, is there any difference? Do you say a difference? If a horse is standing still or a horse is moving, is there any difference?
No, if he's moving, you say, if you want him to stop, you say, whoa. You want him to get up, you say, get up.
All right. And what would you say to him if you want him to stop?
Whoa.
All right. When backing him into a buggy, what would you say?
Back him up.
All right. How do you call hogs to feed them? Call pigs to feed
them? Call piggy, 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 piggy.
Do you know a call for a sheep to get them from the pasture?
Yeah, I think the blade. I don't know.
You're not familiar with sheep?
No, okay. I'm familiar with sheep.
All right, now how you call chickens when it's feeding time?
Call them chicken.
Now, if you want to get the horses ready to go somewhere, you say, I want to do what?
Carry my horse down.
All right. When you are driving a horse, what do you hold in your hand?
You hold your line. If you're in a buggy or wagon, if you're on the back, you hold the reins.
All right. Suppose you are riding a horse. What do you guide him with?
Guide him with the bits in his mouth.
And then the line.
Line, yeah.
Okay. Now, what do you put your feet into when you are riding horseback?
Look at the stirrup.
If you have two horses, the horse on the left is called what?
A horse on the left, called the horse on the left. One on the right, horse on the right.
Okay. If something is not right near at hand, you say it is just a little what? You know, if it's not right here.
Suggested.
No, okay, if you're looking for something and it's not right here, you said just, let's say, Deacon Johnson, how far do you live from me?
Oh, I said about a mile, quarter of a mile, a block.
Okay, you call that a little what?
Little piece.
Okay, a little piece over there. If you have been traveling and have not finished your journey, you might say that you had a what? If you not even near the end of your journey. What do you say?
So I had a long journey to go.
Okay, long way to go before dawn. If something is very common and you don't have to look for it in a special place, you would say that you can find that just about what?
Find it just about somewhere.
If something is very common.
Hammer?
No, and you don't have to look for it. You can just find it just about what? Fill that sentence out. If something, it's very common. Let's say if I want some bread, and I said...
Look in the bread box?
No, and I said, I got to run to the store before it gets dark. And you said, oh, you don't have to worry about bread, because you can find that just about...
Anywhere.
All right. If he slipped on the ice and fell this way, with his hand in motion, how would he fall?
He'd fall on his face.
No, he'd fall...
Fall back.
All right. Now, if he fell this way...
On the stomach.
Okay.